Let's welcome in from the Fox Valley Blues umpiring group. Eric Sawchuk is in our studio today. JP, they were looking around the city for a great young umpire who had tremendous potential, who could rise through the ranks and who would man the right field line for the policeman versus the fireman at U.S. Cellular Field about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I got the call. And Eric, if you could just start out the show talking about the elaborate process that you went through screening all these potential umpires and then coming up on, with At the Carm and why I was the choice, you know, feel free to just talk about my skills.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I mean, your skills were outstanding. You know, the year before we had David Kaplan, and unfortunately he didn't quite cut it. So we asked him for a recommendation. He said, you were an outstanding athlete, and we checked you out. Looked at your resume and said, we got to bring in the Carm.
So, okay.
Oh, gosh. No, Eric. Come on. Really? You looked at his resume and thought that he was fit for the job?
Absolutely. Yeah. We needed a sixth umpire.
I mean, when I walked out on that field, JP, and I stared in the eyes of both the policeman and the fireman and said, are you guys ready to play ball? And they looked back at me. It was on. I'm just going to tell you right there. It was a moment in time that I'll never forget. And then it rained after one inning, but that was. But I'm because it rained and Eric is such a class guy, I do get to come back next year, correct?
Absolutely, the entire crew comes back for the next year.
See,
that's awesome.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay, so here, you've been a for real now. You've been a minor league umpire for how many years?
Well, I umpired in the independent minor leagues, the Frontier League and the Northern League. I did that for 8 years.
Okay,
and before that, I went to major league umpire school.
Okay, so the dream at one point was to make it to the big leagues. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so.
Real quick, though, what's that life like, Eric, for these guys? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, playing football all my life and knowing these refs and the traveling and all that stuff, a lot of those guys never really got to see their families during the season. They were always gone.
Oh, you're right on with that. I mean, it's a tough, tough process. You know, you're traveling all the time in single A, just two umpires traveling in a van. You're away from your family. You know, double A, they have three umpires. Triple A, you finally get four umpires, but it's a long process. It's like an apprentice program.
So wait a second. You're in single A. It's you and another dude cruising in a van that is provided to you, and you're just going from city to city?
City to city, or you're using your car and you get reimbursed for mileage, and every other day you're working the plate.
Okay, so every other day the plate, and you're staying where? What's the accommodations?
Hopefully they'll put you up at a 4-star hotel. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes you'll get a 2-star.
So okay, but so you could actually be like at a Holiday Inn Express, or else you're going Hampton Inn. Is that what the deal is?
Not absolutely.
Okay. Free breakfast though, right?
Free breakfast.
Yeah, free breakfast, and then when they feed you at the ballpark, hot dogs.
Mm. And so how long is somebody normally at single A?
They're usually there for a couple of years. Then you move to double A, and then in double A, that's where they take them from for triple A. Once you make it to triple A, then you have a good shot of at least getting maybe major league spring training. I've had the pleasure to work with a couple of triple A umpires, Derek Crable, who was in triple A, and then also I had an umpire in double A who was really good, was Art Stewart.
What do you think makes a really good umpire outside of...
Real good umpire, I mean... Everyone can call balls and strikes, saves and outs, but there's a game within the game. Mm. You have to have the temperament for it. You have to be professional at all times. You got to remember to keep your cool. And also, you have to be professional on and off the field.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the, and especially nowadays with everything and how we, Carmen and I were talking about it, with the way that we cover our sports now and how much accessibility there is to all these guys in every single game. You have to be on your P's and Q's. Question though, do you, as an ump, do you remember certain things from certain players, and do you hold that, and how do you kind of manage that of like where a guy, a batter is, if he yells at you, do you see him down the line, do you never hold that against him, right?
Or are you human? I'm guessing you're human.
Well, we're all human, but you can't hold anything against them.
Really?
You really can't. It's just not good. You know, like for instance, people ask me how you threw that guy out yesterday, the manager. At the plate meeting, you have a game the next day. It's a new day. That was yesterday. That's over with.
So you tell me you throw a guy out, you go back to your hotel room or wherever, and you don't think about it? I mean, that seems...
No, I'll think about it, but the next day, it's a new ball game. You know, and I'm not, don't hold any grudges.
Really?
And just to be, and just to clarify too, Mark, I have never thrown anyone out. They throw themselves out. Okay, they'll do something, they get tossed.
Okay, Eric Sawchuk with us, Fox Valley Blues, their umpire association, quality, pride, dignity since 1994. FVBumpire.com. If you'd like to perhaps get involved in the game, are you looking for young talent?
They're always looking. Jeff Collis heads the organization. He's a fine umpire, and he was at our game.
Yes, sir.
And I got rained out. And yeah, just go to that website and follow the prompts, and they'll hook you up.
I think Jeff looked at me like I was completely crazy as I was running around the outfield in between innings because I just, you know, wanted to get the legs loose and also feel the incredible grass that Roger Bossert is able to create at U.S. Cellular Field. Really, I wanted to take a nap on that thing. It was so fluffy and nice.
That's a professional field.
A question for both of you guys. As, you know, dipping into baseball and trying to figure this thing out, it's so number-based, and when you think about it, people can't get enough numbers to try to figure out certain things. Is there metrics, though, for umpires?
As in our ability?
Yeah, I guess
yes,
so.
Yes. Once in a while, there'll be a supervisor that'll be out there, and he'll be evaluating you. And you better be on your game, so you always have to hustle every game.
So let's say you're umpiring first base, and it's a ground ball to short, and we got a bang-bang play at first. What are you looking at? Are you staring? You have to have the bag and the mitt both in your sight, obviously. What's the strategy?
Well, you're usually about anywhere from 7 to 10 feet behind first base or the first baseman to start the play. And I'm going with the two-man crew now.
Right.
Ball's hit the shortstop. Instead of shortstop, I'll take a certain angle. I'll make sure I'm far away. I watch the throw all the way into the glove. I watch the foot hit the base, and then I make my decision.
How hard is that when it's
when it's bang bang?
Like, what's the hardest call you have to make? Is that it?
The bang bangs are very hard to make, but there's a rule of thumb: shortstop dives, makes a great play, throws to first base, and there's a bang bang. I'm gonna call him out. Okay, if it's that close, he's out. Again, now ground ball hit to the shortstop, bobbles it 3 or 4 times, throws it over there, and I have a bang bang. Probably going to call him safe.
I like that.
You got to look at the whole play. I'm not saying I call guys out on purpose or safe on purpose, but you have to look at the whole play.
Do you like replay?
Replay, it is. I mean, I like it. It's good in the instance if a ball is a home run, fair or foul, or if they reach over into the if someone reaches over the stands and grabs a ball.
Right, I believe you guys call those plays bangers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So on a banger, you know, in the majors, you got four guys standing around, headset on, waiting for some dude in New York to make a decision, and you might be right, you might be wrong.
Well, the dude in New York is one of the professional umpires that's out there, just to let you know. They're great guys, by the way. They're great guys.
Can I get that gig?
Yes.
Yes, you go to Major League Umpire School.
Uh-huh.
You spend about 10 years in the minors.
Okay.
You get the AAA, you get some Major League spring training, and if you do well, then you're on your way.
I'm 43.
Yeah, but that ship might have sailed already.
Can I get in there, 43?
No.
There's no age discrimination.
Really? Yeah. Eric's smiling. I feel like would prefer younger, ideally, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the ideal when you go into the minors when you first start out, you want to be young, single, no kids.
Can I lie? How's lying looked upon?
If you lie, you're done.
Thank you.
You lie, you're done. There was an umpire many years ago. I'm not going to mention his name, but those who are listening know who he is. He was in the minor leagues. He was mic'd. He knew he was mic'd. He intentionally called a player out. And the next day he was done.
Oof.
Because an argument came after that, and they said, are you serious? You called him out on purpose? Yes, I did.
Eric, I got to ask you a question. What are your feelings on people always talking about, not baseball purists, but just people in general, trying to speed up the game of baseball?
Well, yeah, baseball has to be sped up. You know, keep the batter in the batter's box. That's the whole thing. Quit stepping out.
And agreed.
Redoing your gloves and... Let's just keep the game, keep a flow. You want to keep a flow. Just like the ball players like to have a good flow to the game, so do the umpires, because we get in a rhythm back there.
How often when you go out to the mound, are they actually having a real conversation? I mean, what?
9 times out of 10, they're having a real conversation. Sometimes, you know, they're they're just trying to kill time. I'll walk out there and I'll go, hey, Eric, what do you think? What do you mean, what do I think? Should we bring him in or not? Hey, that's up to you, but let's do something.
Interesting.
That okay. is interesting.
Okay.
So, I always thought that they were just figuring out what they were going to have for dinner after the game.
Yeah, usually that's at the plate meeting sometimes. We'll discuss that.
The Fox Valley Blues Umpire Association, by the way, has been operating since 1994. And you guys basically you handle most of the Chicago metropolitan area, correct?
Yes, and also up north.
And, okay. All right.
And out west.
And are you, what's your role in the organization, Eric?
I'm just a member.
Okay.
I'm a member, and then I teach at the clinic every year.
Interesting. Okay. Who do you think the best umpire in Major League Baseball is right now?
Best? They're all great umpires.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
But I'll tell you what, we have a Illinois native, Dan Bellino.
I love Dan Bellino.
Who is a real good umpire. Nice young man. He's also an attorney, and he does a great job.
Wait, he umpires and he attorneys?
He's a licensed attorney.
Wow.
But he doesn't need an attorney anymore now that he's made it to the bigs, does he?
Yeah, you never know. There's always life after baseball.
You got to set yourself up, Carm. You can't
absolutely.
Just...
You know,
he's living that JP life.
Yeah, listen, I got two mouths to feed, man. I'm always working. Eric, I do... There's always kids. I go to schools and speak to kids all the time. And some kids, it's crazy. And I go to these schools and I say, what do you want to do? They say they want to play sports. And then some kids tell me, man, I want to be an ump. I hear it all the time. Words of advice for some youngster that wants to get into the game as an umpire.
Well, for the youngsters who want to get into the game, they can check with their local. Now, we're saying youngsters. I'm talking kids in grade school.
Yeah, grade school.
Okay.
Yeah, high school.
Grade school, young teenagers.
Yeah.
They would check with their local Little League or such. Our organization is Fox Valley Blues, and just ask to get involved, and we will point them in the right direction. I mean, as an umpire, all of us that we umpire, we want someone that we're training to be better than us, to go to the next step, to be a major league umpire. It's just like when you mentor people in sports, we mentor people in umpiring. You know, we're out there and we'll do whatever we can for them.
Main criteria you're looking for?
A good attitude and a knowledge of baseball. Good. And we'll take it from the rest. We'll show them how.
What's the one rule that most fans don't know that you run into the most? Or even on the field, maybe guys playing don't even know it.
Well, there's a couple of them. First of all, Ty does not go to the runner. I've always heard that. Ty goes to the runner. There'll be some guy in the stands yelling it, and then he can't find his car after the game. But, He'll be yelling that Ty does not go to the runner. You have to beat the throw. You have to beat the throw. There is no tie. The other one is if you're standing on the base and you get hit with a batted ball, you're out. You're not the base is not protect does not protect you.
Right. So if you're standing at first base, you don't move. There's a ground ball down the line. You're trying to avoid the baseball before moving, and it hits you. You're out.
Even though you're on the base, unless it's an infield fly. It's infield fly is called. And the batter's out, and then and they let the fly ball drop, and you're standing on second base, and it hits you.
Does that ever happen?
You're safe. Yes.
Interesting.
Mm. Wow.
There's a lot of crazy rules out there. You don't see them too often, but when they happen, you have to know them.
So, okay, top three things you would do to speed up the game. Don't leave the batter's box. What else would we do?
Wow, top three. Yeah, don't leave the batter's box.
Well, how about one mound visit per inning? You get one. No, can't do that?
No, those are the rules. Two mound visits.
Well, those are the rules. Then yeah. Those will need to be the rules going forward. Do you want to speed up the game, or do you think it's fine?
I think the game is fine, but like again, you know, on TV you have a lot of TV timeouts,
right?
And commercials, so that slows the game down. But if it's just a regular local game, you stay in the batter's box. You know, hustle in, hustle out.
I don't know if that's enough, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, it's
a start, though, isn't it?
It's a start, you know, and then they come off the field, run off the field, okay, when the inning is over and you have to go out there, get the pitcher out there, get the catcher out there right away, get your warm-ups in, and let's go.
Okay. I mean, I'm good with just keeping the game as it is, but if we are going to speed it up, if that really is the goal, which it seems like it is for Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner, let's keep him in the box.
But what does it change, though, Carm?
Well,
It's a different day. I know we talk about it's America's pastime, but I hate going back to the times. But one thing that people love about football is how short it is and how many games it is and how fast it moves. Our generation, these generations coming up now, they don't have the mentality to kind of sit back and and watch things and let things develop anymore.
Well, right, exactly. And baseball's worried because if you look at the demographics of their fans, it's an older bunch. Yeah. And at some point, you know, if you want to stay as popular as baseball's been, then you're going to have to start to skew younger. On the other side of the coin, they're making so much dough, and there's so much money coming in the game from MLB.com, and everybody's ordering up, GameCast, whatever. It's not like they're in a bad situation. Eric, thank you for coming in. Appreciate having you. And
You're more than welcome.
I look forward to. I'm going to be in deep training for next year, and I'm coming with the A game.
All right, we're looking forward to it.
Fox Valley Blues. If you want to check out, you want to get in, do some umpiring, or perhaps just see what's going on. FVBumpire.com. FVBumpire.com. Quick timeout. 720 WGN.